Welcome to the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen Special Meeting Budget Workshop Number 3, Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. Immediately following accounts payable, a couple minutes at the Town Hall and Zoom. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And is there any public comment? Seeing none, we'd like to go over the tax department's budget.
Maury, would you mind joining us at the table? Thank you.
Okay. So it appears as though we do not have flat budget.
No.
Payroll's got there's explanations here.
At the bottom.
Okay, here we go.
Would you like her to present the budget, Mr. First Selectman?
Yeah, if you can. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Please.
Okay. Well, hello. Thank you for having me here today.
Your favorite.
Right? Yeah. My budget is pretty self-explanatory, I guess. Other payroll is the same as last year. It's just internship money for potential, for somebody to potentially help me over the summer, basically. Professional education training. I did add $250 this year to it, just for additional costs or another class that might be needed. Advertising, it's the same as last year. I included an extra $300 for potential extra legal advertisement if I need that. Printing and binding. I did add $4,700 to this. Again, if I need to do a second billing, which I hope I don't have to. And I would need about $7,500 for including my final posted rate book for the normal billings. I just added the $4,700 just to cover probably the most of the costs for a second billing, taking into consideration that we wouldn't rebuild motor vehicles or something. So it's not as much as normal bill. And then office operations, the cost of supplies, just cost of supply increase in costs and memberships, dues and fees. I just added extra $15 because my assistant is joining some of these organizations as well.
Do we have any questions for Lauren? Yes. Amanda.
Please do not take this question personally, but I do notice that the salary increase is 7.2%, a 7.2% increase, whereas most of the departments we're seeing are a 3-ish% increase. So I was wondering if that is contractual. I don't remember if you're part of a union or where that.
I am not. I did add additional amounts in there. I got more like 6.32 because part of my pay is for longevity.
Okay.
And Jim and I are talking about potential additional increase. I don't feel it's a lot. I've been here for almost 30 years next year. probably the last time I asked for anything in additional to the nominal increase. It's like 25 years ago. So I feel like my worth is a little more this year.
So what's the second mailing mean? You mail out the tax bills. And then there's...
May I, Lori? May I help you with this one?
Sure.
So if we were, let's say that we go into July and we're still voting on a budget, mm-hmm. we would send tax bills out based on this year's...
mill rate.
Well, not necessarily the mill rate, but the amount of funding that we have this year. And that might cause her, after the budget passes and a mill rate is set, to send out a second bill.
Okay.
I would rather, it's just really hard with the second billing to get everything to work really well in my system because we're only once a year.
You'd rather collect late than have to have.
I would rather collect late than to do the second billing.
Yeah, it becomes an issue of revenue. Interest revenue.
Well, it's interest revenue, and also we have a lot of bills that are
right.
that come due the first quarter of the fiscal year. So it's a balance that has to yeah. be weighed. But that's one of the reasons that we would end up with a second bill.
So that's the option on the 4,700 is to either wait for the budget to pass and the mill rate set, or
spend the money.
Spend the money. Okay.
Or hope you just have it there. Huh?
So we'll hope the budget passes.
I know, me too. But yeah, because I've been short before and it ends up coming out of one of my other line items, which
you don't have a lot of them.
Yeah. So it'd just be nice to have the category.
Is there any other questions for Lori? No? Okay.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night,
guys. Thank you for
meeting with me. Okay. Next on the agenda is the Highway Department. Mr. AJ. AJ Golden is our new Highway Supervisor. He's been here for 6 months, and he's here to present his budget for the first time.
All right. Hey,
go easy on him. You don't want to scare him away.
So,
that's not too
bad. So we have our payroll increase starting at the top, and just the annual wage increase, and we then reduced our other payroll by 7,000 in anticipation of not needing summer assistance. And we kept 3,000 though. We need some help for plowing, just in case. And then we, our professional education goes down or went down 5,500. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was just going, oh yeah, here we go. So our overtime stays the same. Nothing changed there. Yeah. And then our professional education, because we had guys going for class A, one of our guys went and got it. We had it enough in there for two, but only one guy decided to do it. So this past year. So, but we subtract 5,500 from that and leave it for 1,500. And then our repairs and maintenance services, which is our outside, mechanic, getting work done on our trucks, equipment, whatever. We wanted to, reduce that by 9,000, but that was going to go directly into the repairs and maintenance supplies, because we're just doing more work in house. I think transitioning mechanics has just called for a little different way of doing things, so we can do a little bit more in-house now, I think. So, then we, our tree trimmings will stay the same. Road sweeping, is the same, right? I'm sorry. Yeah,
the same as this year's adopted.
Yeah, and so then catch basin cleaning, same. Wastewater removal is the same. Shared services, same. Supplies are the same, and then we get to the repairs and maintenance supplies, which has gone up 9,000 with the 9 we took from outside services. And then diesel fuel and gasoline, we brought up 2,000 just for, you know, cost increase, annual cost increase. And then 10,000 out of our salt and sand, we have a lot. We got a good stockpile. So, you know, we thought we could take from there. Our uniforms and supplies is staying the same. And then equipment is up 3,500 for potentially getting a laser, dual slope laser. Our road repairs increased slightly just for, you know, annual regular cost increase, and our dues and fees are the same. So
very good.
Thanks.
Now for the next portion of the show.
All right.
Any questions?
Yeah. I think they're pretty easy.
All righty.
Now you said we're reducing other payroll because we're not anticipating needing summer assistance. So why is that? What difference between last year and this year? Is it the connectivity?
It's highway supervisors, right? You know, last year, Sean presented a budget, and it was his goal to hire some summer help. Last year was the first year that request ever came. AJ feels that he doesn't need summer help.
Okay.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. Absolutely. It's tricky also to get outside help in our department, especially just because of the, you know, experience and qualifications needed to operate and, you know, drive our vehicles and equipment. So.
And the next question is just, you know, me ignorance thing. What is a dual slope laser and 2DMC module?
So that's, the dual slope laser is a common tool used in construction for shooting grades and creating accurate slopes. You know, where a road, if you're looking at it from down the center, will be sloped on either side. You know, you have your crown in the center and for runoff, and then the module is we had put into capital for a grading box attachment that just connects to the front of our skid steer.
Mm-hmm.
And that module communicates with the laser, and then it controls the grade and slope, all controlled by the machine and the laser itself. So
if you want something really flat,
yeah,
you can get something really
right
with the combination of that equipment.
This attaches to the skid.
Yeah. Yep. It goes right on the front of the skid steer. Yeah. There,
it's not handheld. It's not,
you know, I could show you what it looks like if you okay.
Later.
All right.
Is there any other questions?
On the salary increase. Is mm-hmm. that is that negotiated increase every or what?
So AJ is under the supervisor's contract. His increase has been negotiated.
Okay.
The rest of his crew, we will be going into negotiations, and we gave them a target number that's equivalent to what's in the supervisor's contract. He uses a placeholder in the contract.
So this 12,000 includes the supervisor's union negotiated increase
and
anticipating.
Correct.
It's a conceptual, it's a guess at what the other increases will be.
That's accurate.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. If there's no other questions, AJ's free to roam.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you guys you very much.
Well done.
Thanks.
Guys, it was honeymoon period?
Well, it's a flat
budget. Hey, you guys can ask questions too.
It's a flat budget.
The honeymoon period for what? I missed that. For him, we were eating.
He's been here 6 months. The honeymoon Liz period is over.
Now we'll go to the library.
Liz. Now we're going to be tough. AJ, you must say. What?
Sit and watch.
Thank you, AJ. You're free to go. Talk about being tough. Oh my.
Oh my gosh.
This is your first time presenting the budget, right?
First time.
First time this year. All right. Ready.
Ready? Okay. All right. So basically, in looking at the current year's 6 months and last year and so forth, I basically decided that the budget that we are operating on was working very well. So I did not put any increases on any of the line items.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I just don't want to ask for something we don't need. I don't want to pad anything. It's not necessary. It's working well. I kept the payroll the same. Payroll would be me and the rest of the staff, so it's two separate unions, and also some non-union people. So I kept it the same because if you noticed, last year we did turn money back. So I didn't really feel it was necessary to add, because even if you did the 3%-ish rate, it still would be less than what we turned back. So I think this would sort of even us out next year. We started a better playing field with that, be closer to what the need is. Now, for us, there's always a little bit of an unknown factor because we have substitutes. We have three substitutes, and we don't know when we'll need to call them, but we call them when there's vacation, staff is on vacation or out sick or whatever, but we only call them when we're down to one person. So if there's two people and a third person's out, we don't call a substitute. So there is a little bit of an unknown factor, but that still leaves a cushion for that. So otherwise, it's the same. Everything there is working well. I think they're pretty much self-explanatory. The only thing I did it this way, I don't know if you really wanted it like that, but on the decision package for ad, I just wanted to make you folks aware that finance added back in a line item that we had a few years back and they had taken out, and they now they've added back in, but it didn't show up on here because it happened after this document. And it's just the furniture and fixture line item, and there's nothing in it, it's zero. So it's not like it changes the bottom line. But I just, at the bottom of that ad, I just wanted you to see that, you know, with something like if we wanted to order a table, we had no place to order it from. And Jill thought it'd be better just to put that line item back in. And that's the accounting code for it. So, you know, it would appear on here at the bottom. So that's why I did it like that.
Very good.
I don't know. Anybody have questions about that?
Amanda, have a question?
Sorry. And it's a request, not a question.
Sure.
I was wondering, you know, why there was no salary increase. My request at this point would be for you to make an adjustment somewhere from wherever you think you're going to get that money from to move it up to the salary line item so that it's transparent with the public that we are anticipating like a 3% increase or whatever you guys decide it should be. Because I think leaving it flat is a little bit
misleading. Can't really explain it.
Right. It's harder to explain. Sure. So wherever you think that underage is going to be, put it there and put some more into salary. So it looks like there's parity between departments.
Explain that. I could explain how I did that line item. Would that be helpful?
I think it would be better just to put an increase in the salary line item and reduce other line items and get the same total. Because that's what you're saying you're going to do, right? Yeah. You're going to get the monies for salary increases from your other line items.
No. If you look at what
he thinks it's enough.
It's enough what's in there because it was reduced from last year. If you look at last year's, it's what I turned back. So because I turned back a significant amount of money,
money left over.
Need it.
You're talking about the 23-24 fiscal year?
Last year, yeah.
And this year you don't anticipate spending the 248 either, is what you're saying?
That I don't know, but I figured let's not add to it because I had turned back, what was it, 10,000 or whatever.
About almost.
So there's no need to add to it when it worked
was fine last year, and so that makes sense.
It does now that you're explaining it that way. I do think we should try and work with Jill to get a projection for this year to figure out where you're going to be. Because I would hate to be short on a salary.
Well, if you take the the 231,000 and you multi, you know, do the 3%.
Right, but that was 2 years ago.
Do you know what percentage of expense you're at now that you're halfway through the year?
I didn't bring that with me.
We
can look at that.
Yeah. I just felt we were safe because.
Yeah, no, we'd like a flat budget. I just want to make sure.
May I ask a question?
Sure. Absolutely.
I know you like a couple of other departments have been impacted by the ever changing landscape of minimum wage. You feel that you still have enough to, yeah. I know last year we tried to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we were successful or not, but.
And those folks that make the minimum work not many hours, you know what I mean? They're not like full-time people or something. So I felt it was okay, but I mean, Jim, you and I could look at it again and just feel comfortable.
Why don't we do that with Jill and let's see if we can put a forecast together.
Sure. That sounds fine.
And that's going to be, if we make it too tight.
Exactly.
That's the one thing I'm concerned about.
Exactly.
How we get impacted halfway through next fiscal year with changes in minimum wage.
But if you look at 2023, 2024, we had 243,000. What was actually spent was 231.
Right.
So what I'm saying is
there was already 12,000
that was already 12,000 extra that we didn't need. So
yeah.
I didn't think that I needed to increase anymore because was already increased.
And I think what Amanda's suggesting is, you know,
just
maybe payroll is overfunded and maybe you have the ability to move a little bit of money, either take money out of the budget or move a little bit of money into your furniture and fixtures line item that doesn't exist.
Well, no, I was misinterpreting what she was saying
in the
beginning.
I'm
glad we got clarity.
That's okay.
I will say, looking at your overall budget as of December 27th, you were about 55% spent. Now, I don't know how much of that is salaries or not, right? I mean, Jill would have that information, but so a little halfway.
Which is about
the year, you're
exactly
a little
right.
over 50%, but again, that could be in other line items. So I'm just making sure we're safe there.
Yep. So we can, Jim, you and I and Jill can look at it again just to be comfortable with that, which is fine. That's great.
It's hard to look at things that are, with the evolving economy the way it is, it's hard to look
exactly.
about back a year and a half.
But we can take a stab at it.
And there's always the unknown factor, like I said, of substitutes. We just don't know.
Right.
I mean, somebody could have open heart surgery for 6 months.
Right.
I mean, we just don't know.
But the first 6 months of this year would be a better estimate than the prior fiscal year.
Yep.
Is there any other questions? No.
But I do have, I can pass this out for you guys. So this is just a bookmark that just shows the upcoming February programs. And I just wanted you to see, we make these available to the public when they come in and it's really helpful for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows the things coming up. And then I also wanted to pass these out to you. It's just a sheet that just shows some statistics from last year. I just thought you might find interesting. Collection size, how many items circulated, how many items came through interlibrary loans, total circulation, how many people use the study room, number of items from people from out of town that were borrowed, how many people visited, walked through the door, program attendance, so and so forth. Just for something for you to look
Thank
at.
It's great to have
this
data.
Information. And then just a few points that I thought you might find interesting. We have an average now of about 650 downloads a month, which is amazing growth with that. So that's really exciting. So that's ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, magazines, music. So 650 a month is quite a bit. That's really phenomenal. And I thought you'd be interested to know too, that we offer personalized technology instruction for patrons. So patrons can talk to us about what their needs are. They make an appointment with Mark, who's our tech program assistant, and he can spend hours with each individual person with a specific need that they have. And that's been really successful. People really enjoyed that one-on-one. They actually, someone actually brought their whole printer in from home because they weren't sure what was going on with it. I mean, from equipment, phones, laptops, you name it, you know, he'll do it. So that's kind of cool. That's been really successful. And then just to let you know, too, that we try to work really hard to work with other town departments. You know, the senior center with working with the Giving Tree and other collectible items for the food or whatever they might need. The Sustainable CT, work with Patrice to offer programs that would be appropriate for that, that she can include in her reports so that you get recertified every year, like the radon, we're doing radon program tonight, water, soil testing, recycling, composting, you know, all that works toward that for her. So we like to include that. We work a lot with the Bolton schools. Next week, we're doing art reception for K-12. So they'll have all their artwork displayed at the library. And we do a big reception on Tuesday. So you're welcome to come and enjoy that. We had over 100 people last year for that. Wow. It was really fun. And the Friends provide the refreshments for that. So that's nice. You know, the second grades come for a class field trip to the library. So we work with them, the readathon. Also, the school to work students. We usually host one every year that do volunteer. This year, we do not have a student, so I don't know what the school situation is with that, but most years we do host a student who volunteers for the school to work, which is really a wonderful program we've offered for several decades now. In the recreation department, we work with them to do the tree lighting, story time at the gazebo. This year, Stephanie did the bonfire at the lake, and we did the spooky stories and helped her with games. And so, you know, we just really try wherever we can work with the other departments. We think that's really important. Montessori, we go into school visits there and they come for a field trip for us. We do a lot with Eastern Highland Health District, host programs with them. So we did blood pressure screening and other community events like that with them. We also contribute to the Connecticut's Countryside Four Town website. So we make sure all of our events are listed there. And we collect for the Rockville and Willimantic shelters. So we collect blankets and hats, whatever, and I deliver them to the shelters for the homeless. And that's been very successful every year. We're offering the calendars for the Conservation Commission and Hopper River Trail Alliance. So we help them sell their calendars at the library. So we've been doing that. We have different areas in the library that we can have local artists display their work. So we do that. So a lot of nice displays in there with the local artwork. And then the last thing is, you know, as you know, we've been applying for the Bolton Greater Together Community Grant Fund. And we did get the 4,500 plus this time it was awarded. So that's really cool. But the grant was outdoor, some more outdoor patio furniture, some indoor furniture, upgraded projector that would work with all kinds of lighting in the library, because a lot of the programs people have been wanting has been during the day, which is interesting. And the lighting just didn't work to be able to project. So it's a special kind of projector for that, and a portable screen. So right now we have a screen that's actually, you know, attached into the ceiling and comes down, and that goes between the two children's areas right there. But when we have too many people to fit in that little spot, we have to turn it around. And so now the screen's for the other end so we can fit twice as many people. So we did ask for that. So yeah.
We got it.
We got it. Yep. So we should be getting the money for that and ordering. So we're very excited about that. Yep. And then the Friends of the Library have been working hard and meeting every other month. And they set up their new thing right now is the coffee bar. So we have a coffee bar at the library and people have been coming and enjoying having a cup of coffee. And yeah, so a lot of cool things going on there. It's a great place. We have an awesome team and they have a lot of skills, unique skills that bring a lot of unique advantages to us. So we're
what
excited.
What kind of coffee you use?
Pods. Coffee pods, all kinds.
Pods.
Yeah, that would be the next thing in the budget, the barista. So anybody have any questions?
I have one question. I remember last year you were bemoaning the fact something to do with the license having to do with ebooks. Like you were
Oh yes, that's still
Is it still
an issue? Yes.
Can you describe what the problem was again?
Sure.
I obviously didn't.
Yep. So the ebook publishers were overcharging libraries for the purchases. So what an average citizen would pay for a book, you know, a library might pay double. And so the legislature has been working to fight that against, you know, with the vendors so that libraries are charged a fair amount. And that's still kind of an ongoing problem. So that's what it was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can I?
Yeah, I know.
That's interesting that they would do that. Now, does each library order them together or is it a consortium that orders?
Mm-hmm. So we are in a consortium with Bibliomation and we give them money every year and they purchase the items for our catalog. So all the libraries in our consortium, about 70, would be doing a similar thing. And that's with Libby.
Yeah.
So with Libby. But we also personally are a member of Hoopla. That's a separate thing on our own. And that's where we have a little bit of the unknown number because we pay by what patrons download.
Okay.
And we don't always know, but that's why I'm saying we're about 650 a month.
And that comes out of the other contract line item?
That comes out of just library materials.
Library materials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now,
does CROG have an ordering system for this or no?
No, I don't believe so. But the state library also offers something called Ego, which we promote as well. And that is free downloadable e and audiobooks as well. And they have thousands on that site too. So we promote that too. So it's like the third one, and that's free to us. So.
And is there, do you hang on to, can you take as long as you want with those or do you have to?
Nope, they're checked out just like a normal book.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks?
3 weeks.
Okay.
Yep. And you can reserve and all that. So the benefit of Hoopla is multiple people at a time can take the same title. Mm-hmm. With Libby, it's one person, mm-hmm. one title, and mm-hmm. you got to wait. So that's like a long waiting list for anything. Yeah, a long time. Right. So that's why we have the two different.
Yeah.
And they offer kind of different things. So it seems to be really working well. But yes, the cost is an issue and every library is facing it. So.
So do you anticipate some nice visits on your patio this summer? Now that
The
walking.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thing there.
It's amazing. We've already had that even this past summer. People using the trail, you know, the walking trail.
Right.
And now it is connected. So the town guys did that final piece.
Well, we were hoping that would be the case.
Oh,
I'm glad to hear it.
It's fantastic. I mean, I see so many people walking past the window now and they're taking the trail. They walk their dogs. They come and sit on the patio with the picnic tables, have mm-hmm. their, with their kids, have the lunch, you know, it's wonderful.
Good.
And it's beautiful. And the guys did a great job with the plantings.
Mm-hmm.
We put solar lighting out there. That was from the Lions Club. They added this little, you know, the solar light things.
How do you feel with it having it in the back?
I love it. It was a perfect decision. And it's bigger than we thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
So really wonderful. And I know the bike walk group is planning on doing some cool activities out there, which is totally appropriate for that group. So yeah, you know, poetry on the patio, we're doing that. So yeah, a lot of cool things. We're very excited about that. It was a wonderful addition.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make another request? Can
yes.
you send this and your bullets to Jim so it can be included with whatever goes up with your budget on the website for the public?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Is there
anything else?
Additional questions?
This is very nicely done.
Very nicely
Thank
done.
You.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Well, nice to see everybody.
Good to see you.
Likewise.
You know, what's our Thank next you. One? We've done possums and we've done.
Oh my gosh.
Who's up next?
We've done coyotes, we've done bears, we've had deer, we've had.
Do they have a critter coming up next?
Groundhog, yeah. That's right.
They are in groundhog. Well done.
Well done.
It's bad. But
Bobcats. You name it. We've got it.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Nice seeing you, Rebecca.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, look at that.
It's in the budget.
Oh.
Kidding.
So next on the lineup is the town clerk.
Who is not able to be with us tonight.
So.
And there, you know, there really are no changes in this budget.
Okay.
This budget has an increase in payroll based on longevity and scheduled raises.
Mm-hmm.
But neither of the individuals in that office are, I don't think either one of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz explains that there is a decrease in the other contracts line item because there is a decrease based on the value of the ValSoft data, the software system known as TOP. There's a discontinuation of service next year. I'm not sure what happens to replace it, but.
That was my question.
Guess what does it do to begin with?
What did you say?
Well, what does it do to begin with?
Oh man, it's great. This is the index, land record index, right. Search, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope that whole thing is not discontinued. I mean, that is just so
great service.
Convenient.
Was that the access to the land records?
Yeah.
It's still there. I've been using it.
So I don't know. It just says a discontinuation of a service. So I don't
know. I'll try to get more clarification on that.
They've been changing. In those two, there's two basic services, but they've all in the last few months have changed a little bit.
Oh.
So that might be cost wise. I mean, for a while they were charging exorbitant fees, and they moderated them back. That could be also. Mm-hmm. One of the issues.
I'll get some clarification on
that. And what are scheduled raises?
So if neither of these employees are under a union contract, the typical raise that the Board of Selectmen has been granting has been in line with the raises that other employees get. And right now we do have a supervisor's contract that I believe grants a 2.75% increase for next year.
Okay, I guess when I mean.
So that's the number that she used to calculate it. But the reality is this board will be acting on raises for individuals that are not in the union.
Yeah, okay. Because the word schedule, it almost sounds like it's a given. But I thought that was within our purview when
for anybody. So
yeah.
I mean, you do it during contract negotiations for employees that are under union contracts.
Yes.
And for others, we typically do it in one or more groups.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you will actually have to act on it.
Right.
So it's really a placeholder for what we think may happen.
Yeah, I was just thrown off by the term scheduled raise.
Understood.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else on the clerks? Next. Number seven, consider and possibly act on TRIP grant application.
The TRIP grant application is ready to be submitted. In conversations with the Capital Committee seems very committed to keeping the funding for the Lyman Road Bridge in the budget. And I think my discussions with this board, you know, my strong feeling from this board is that you think that is something that we need to move forward with based on the current condition of the bridge. And I would like to have your permission to submit that application.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we move forward with the grant application.
I'll second.
Any other discussion?
Could you tell me what TRIP stands for? Is this a state program, federal program?
Transportation Rural Improvement Program. Mm-hmm. So there are only seven towns in the Crog region that are eligible to apply. We are one of those seven towns.
Okay. And what? How much is the application for?
1.4 something million dollars. The total project is about $1.77 million. And this covers 80% of the cost of the bridge. So we would have to fund 20% Currently, the capital committee has it in the budget split over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to pay the engineering and bidding costs, which were approximately $170,000. And the capital committee has those funds currently in the capital budget.
And I'm sorry, did you say it's a state program?
It's a DOT grant, but it will be submitted to CROG for their review before it gets submitted to DOT.
Okay. And it's federal money.
It's federal money, okay. But it comes through state, that comes through CROG, that comes, okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Thank God they don't want to put 10%.
Yeah, I mean, we really need to, you know, we need to address the grant sooner rather than later. You know, 10 is great condition. Its current condition is 4.
That's so telling.
Mm.
Thank you, Jim.
Is that Amanda or Gwen that seconded?
Amanda seconded. The other thing I would like to say is one of the reasons that I believe that we should apply for the TRIP grant program is because it does cover 80% of the cost, right? So if you in round numbers, you know, if you look at the cost of the bridge at $1.7 million, the other grants that we could apply for the bridge would cover 50% and would also include engineering costs. So if you took that 1.7 and cut it in half and then still added the 170,000 for engineering costs, the TRIP grant really gives us much more value towards paying for the bridge than we would get in other opportunities for grants that would help us pay for the bridge.
Okay.
Is there any other comments? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we're up to 6 yes and 1 absent. Bob Morris showed up.
Yeah.
Tim Sadler is absent. Number 8, consider and possibly accept fiduciary responsibility on behalf of the Seniors Inc. for grant applications to the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving.
I'll make a motion that the town of Fulton serve as the fiduciary for $2,000 worth of grant money from Harvard Foundation for the Senior Center to fund Knox boxes and small air purifiers for the Senior Center.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
What does it require? Entail the being the fiscal agent for the.
We have to accept the money and then make sure it's spent appropriately and conduct any reporting activities that are required.
Okay.
Just an accounting.
Which are pretty easy for HFPD.
But this one is pretty easy, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's 6 yes and 1 absent. And next, number 9.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. No, I beat you.
Oh.
I beat you.
It's a race.
Everybody seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.
Good night, everybody online. Thank you.
Good night. That was Pam that moved and Bob seconded, yes?
Correct.
Okay. Amanda.